Good morning. Thank you all for being here. Let me reduce some of the noise by going on a different mode. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Put your attention on your throat. Fill your belly. And to exhale, use your stomach muscles and pull into your spinal cord. So it's a full moon in May, the celebration of Wesak, which is the Buddha's birthday. And it's just a perfect time for that. Today, I have asked all of you to kind of clarify your energy field before you showed up. And go ahead and take a breath if you're still working on something. We all make choices. Every choice we make, every thought we entertain is a movement towards life or density, or life and death, as another teacher used to tell me. It is a choice between moving into your inner power by claiming your right to your own destiny and sovereignty. And we do that by choice. We do that by choice with every thought, everything that passes our lips or leaves our lips. It's just all what we choose. How do we define what inner power is? So we just went through a 7-day challenge of no blaming, which becomes no criticizing, which becomes more self-love. And I'd like to continue that with you. I hope that we take these empowering choices as a mark of our destiny, what we choose to do and how we choose to live. And every moment is a choice. Am I holding loving light? Have I given up? Am I blaming something outside myself, or do I really believe in the power of loving light and personal empowerment to change the world? Yesterday, I wrote about our life stream. Our life stream flows into a river, which eventually makes the ocean. And this is a metaphor for consciousness. We contribute to consciousness, which is what helps create our world. That's part of the creation. What we contribute makes a difference. And so when we watch what we think, when we notice when we've kind of gone on a tear, which we all do, and we just bring ourselves back to center, we immediately recenter. And if we're carrying stuff, which it's very easy to carry something, we're good at it, we have to disintegrate that. We have to dissolve that so it returns to loving light. Everything is light. Even the densest of things is light. It's just very dense. And so some things you can, anything within your field, you have probably the responsibility to shift. Does it mean that you go find the densest of things and challenge it? I hope not. What it means is just being you. And the more you are you and contributing that way rather than contributing by a fight, the easier we're going to change this world and give opportunity to other people by reminding them that they can do the same. So today we're going to work on heart. So let's go ahead and strengthen our relationship to the new earth. The new earth is detoxing. Anytime humanity changes, the earth will respond, and the same with any species. Any species that makes a change or leaves the earth will respond. It has to respond. It's this loop of response which creates our world. So that detoxing is fine, but we don't need to, we just need to be aware that it's happening today. And it's in the ocean and now it's in the earth. take a breath and connect to universal loving light. And we're going to work through the Pleiades today, since we're in alignment with it today, and allow that energy of pure loving light to move through your core, the center of your being. And you want that energy just right, so it doesn't overwhelm the body, and it aligns with the earth and the stars. Like all the source comes together. This is a beautiful day to awaken and set energy for potential on the planet. And especially when things get very crazy in our outer world, it's the time to go inside. The only way through is inward. So we're going to build a strong body today with our temple, our inner temple, which is the body. So let's strengthen your core energy, which is that line that goes from the universe straight down your middle, the midline, your spiritual line, divine line, whatever you'd like to call it. Very good. So I've been working with elixirs lately, and elixirs are a way to rebirth ourselves, to bring in energy that we didn't quite hold before, and change our timeline and change our experience and begin to dissolve the boulders in our stream that we carry. And today I'm going to work with a particular heart signature, and it's been on the earth occasionally. And I'm asking those of you who are on our call to act as a battery for this heart. And what do I mean by that? Just hold the energy that it's okay for this energy to reawaken again, to come alive if those who carry the signature are ready to do it. Other times it came to earth, it did a lot of awakening, but it would also, it had to refine its touch a little bit. I want to talk about touch. And anybody who's gone to massage school or advanced massage school knows that how you touch a body is very important. And when the hand touches the skin, there are two lines of energy that you want to match. If you want trust, you need to match these energies. And the one is the yin and the other is the yang, the softness and the hardness of the body that you would touch. And if you touch the softness and match the softness of the person and the hardness of the person, their body will relax right under your hand. Trust happens, and then they allow the release to happen because now you're speaking the language, which is what we do in Authentic Heart Protocol. And we're going to do that for this particular heart signature. Now, I don't think of hearts as one more advanced than another. Everyone carries a different type of energy and destiny. And many people carry this who have not awakened it, and some will not awaken it. But some, it's time to remind them that it's there should they choose to awaken it. I see this as a deep pink heart energy. And just so you can kind of touch base with it, just go ahead and feel that color right in your own heart. The whole chakra. So you're looking at just a very big field of deep pink. You might see a little magenta. You might see other colors, but just relax into that feel of it. Now, I mentioned touch because other times this heart energy showed up in our evolution. Not everything that comes for the evolution succeeds. The touch was maybe a little too intimate and for the human condition, and it would awaken things in a way that didn't always work over the long term. So today we're going to use this heart signature. For those who are going to open it, we're going to assist because this helps build the new grid. And there are many people on this call who have the signature, but others don't. Your job today is to kind of get a glimpse of it and to help it awaken where it wants to awaken. We don't push anybody. So I want you to go to the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades, and just let that touch configure to the right amount for those who might want to use this energy. And the people who will open this heart energy, it's like a signpost. It's going to usually work. It can work all the way around the world, but most of its work's going to be within, 60 feet of the person. So there'll be many people around the world who might awaken with that, but not that many today. This is the first wave. Okay. I'm just letting that energy sing the song in the Pleiades, blessed by the Buddha's birthday for the heart that is showing up for the evolution of humanity. So that when it comes to this earth again, when it awakens again, the touch will be just right for who we are as people. And why is this important? Some people think that all light is perfect all the time, and certainly pure loving light is, but it is also in the way that we touch that also makes a difference. Many people hold memories of light in a damaging way. So we want this just right for who we are now and the people it comes to stir, to turn on, to remind them of their own inner sanctuary. All right, so there's also with this, which everyone will participate in, the signature of the Buddha, the energy of being able to hold your inner sanctum, be in the world, but not of it. The Buddha, in my mind, has this exquisite discernment with what energy to play with and what energy to leave. How to be here, but hold a stronger energy. An exquisite discernment. The mind of equanimity, of all balance. So it's time to go ahead and allow this energy to come to you, to feel that throughout your energy field, the inner sanctum, the heart that we're going to be a battery for. If you know for sure this isn't your heart, you can just hold it right outside yourself, but bring in the Buddha sanctuary. Very good. You guys are great. Just breathe into your sanctuary. Any energy that you're holding that's ready to dissolve. Just go ahead and allow that to be. All light returns to light. All renewed consciousness increases the awareness of the person who transmuted it. I'll let all that go. If you're carrying any dust from your day, go ahead and allow that to leave your field. Okay, so right above your head, about a foot, we are going to strengthen the Buddha mind for you. And a lighter blue version of that also dwells in your third eye and matches your heart. I was talking of that touch earlier. And all of us have different desires for this world, some in conflict. Some on this call want something different than other people, and that's okay. But beyond that, we are here to raise consciousness and to dwell into the higher aspect of us. And although we want to change this world, the biggest way that we can do that with the most exponential impact is our own inner change. I think it's interesting that there's been a lot of internet buzz about lectins, right? And what is a lectin? A lectin is like something that some people, not everyone, is allergic to. And you see it in potato skins, you see it in tomatoes, you see it in different foods. And why do foods have that? Because they're protecting themselves. And some people are able to digest through that and others are not. And that kind of protective energy is often around the seeds of our consciousness, the gifts within our soul, the gifts that dwell in our heart, often are like little dark seeds that haven't opened yet. In gardening, sometimes we soak it in water. We do things in order to move through the protective layers that hold it back. And why would a soul have aspects of itself hidden in this protective layer? And the protective layer is part of consciousness. It's part of how time has put pressure around it to hide it away. And this is true for this heart that I'm talking about that we're going to ignite in the grid system today. This part of us, that we all have them, aspects of ourself hidden tightly within the seed membrane of us. Some people call going through this a dark night of the soul, but it doesn't have to be. It can just be the right touch on that seed that opens up a part of us that we have yet to birth, that we have yet to nurture. And it's all in timing. There's nothing right or wrong about whether you do or don't. It's a potential, an inner potential waiting for the right moment, should it show up. And many of you, I'd say 70% of you, are going to be opening something up. And that means you're going to go in to through the seed, the protective seed, pushing you away, asking you not to see it, so you can open that up. So this is part of what we do with integration. This is part of what we do in becoming whole by owning our wholeness. We go through this. And so if you have something that you would like, that you know for sure is ready to open, allow this light to touch the outside of this seed in just a certain way, the right way that allows it to open. And this is never something to be forced. There's always the right moment to do it. And sometimes just being aware that it exists is enough. And that begins your soul pulling the circumstances together for the awakening, for the awareness to come to fruition. It's beyond intuition. It's just a deep knowing. Okay. There are five people that we all sort of know that are going to start getting this this heart thing I'm talking about. There'll be other layers of the grid that we can do, but this is the first one that we're going to remind souls can open. So in your mind's eye, I'd like you to see a person existing in our world today. It could be on any continent. And with the battery power of your Buddha awareness that you're holding, I would like you just to introduce on the edge of their field, sort of like you're knocking on somebody's door, but not harshly, just, hey, did you forget this? Is this something that you would like to consider? And go ahead and set it right at the edge of their field. Now, of course, you can be more invasive, but this is really all you need, because the people who are going to awaken with this, it'll be like seeing it out of the corner of their eye, and then it will start that cascade of experience and awareness that allows them to make the choice to awaken it or not. This is a high level of love, a type of love that hasn't really existed for any enduring time on Earth. So it's simply a potential, a seed in the evolution that some people will carry and just allow other people to be triggered and work through, and so they can have it too. That's all we're doing today. And by doing this, we also become more aware of our own heart, our own potential, what we came to reflect, what we came to mean, who we came to be. So bring your attention back to the seeds in your heart or the boulders that you're smoothing over. And I'm just going to hold everyone's heart for a few minutes. If you're feeling a little ungrounded, drop your attention to your knees or your lower body at the same time you maintain awareness in your heart. Feel the bottom of your feet. And just for you, we'd like to bring in the Pleiades energy, and we're going to use hummingbird energy, which in Peruvian mythology, it's the highest level of spiritual progress you can make. And the hummingbird, known for flitting about and tasting all the nectars in the forest or in your yard, understands the elixirs that exist in the world, already knows them, has already cataloged them. But it gains its strength from its own inner knowing and heart. So with that, we'll bring in the highest level of the hummingbird energy into your heart now. Hummingbirds are very discerning if you've watched them. Anything that doesn't belong, just it can help you move that out. And I'm hearing dolphins, so some of you would prefer to use a dolphin, that's fine. Just let a little dolphin nose move out what's no longer yours to carry. In our evolution of loving awareness, we often carry the wounds of other people. As if we took their baggage away from them, we would heal them. And that works in other places. It works in the etheric, but it doesn't work in the human body. So anywhere that you've chosen to carry the burden of another in a way that weakens you and stops them from completing their journey, go ahead and allow that to leave and dissolve out of your heart. Sometimes we think of the heart as this soft, weak energy that actually can get nothing done, but your will resides in your heart. A lot of strength is in your heart. Warriors have strong hearts. Racehorses have strong hearts. So allow yourself to become aware of the strength that resides in your heart. So we have a heart chakra and we have the heart, the physical heart. And we can do this in the physical heart, but I'm going to choose to do it in the heart chakra right now. I want you to run your energy through all four chambers of the heart, starting with the first one. The grids of the heart are, you know, they overlay on the earth too. So that is your venous system, your arterial system, moving into the heart and through all four chambers of the heart. Move into the first chamber and turn on the light in that first chamber. Just allow clearing. Sometimes in our heart, we hold memories of people that we couldn't completely love through. And I challenge you today to love through that person. Love them completely, accept them completely for who they are in the journey they chose, without judgment. In the second chamber, turn on the light with just the right touch. Any energy we might have for our parents, for those who had influence or power over us, allow that to dissolve. We don't need to carry the energy of someone who obsessed over us, someone who did us wrong, someone who mishandled the raising of you. Just let that dissolve. They brought you to this moment and that's enough. We don't need to continue to carry the lower energy of that. We can love it and set it free. And I guarantee you when it comes back, it'll come back in a different form, in a higher level. If we've truly accepted and loved it before we released it. Move into the third chamber and turn on the light. And here I see many, many colors in this group. Colors of the feathers of hummingbirds, jewel colors, beauty. Go ahead and expand the feel here. This is where you get to know who you are. What is exquisite about me? What did I come to be? What did I come to feel and know? And when you're ready, move into the fourth chamber and turn on the light. Who I am and what do I wish to put into the stream of consciousness here? What floats down my stream into a river? What floats down my stream into a river and into the ocean? What is my contribution? Is my choice to hold loving light, or will I contribute to the chaos? Will I contribute to the disempowerment? Even as simple as what I choose to click on the internet, is this something that contributes to my inner strength and sanctum, or is it something that weakens me and people around me? Sometimes we become addicted to the things that don't help us, that make us weaker. And the part of you that gets addicted in your heart, I'd like to offer some loving light with just the right touch. If you overwhelm this part of you, it shrinks in shame. If you love it so much that it can't receive it, it ignores you. It won't be touched. But just ask for the light from the Pleiades to help you with that perfect touch for this part of the human nature we all carry in our heart that tends towards addiction. And just let it spin. The whole heart spin. We had a mastery group this past year, and we all added something to the collective that we would be working on. And one of our lovely members brought up a river in Australia where the black swan was discovered. And I thought, how interesting. It took me a while for it to all come together, but the black swan is, of course, the event that nobody could have foretold, although many people did. So, and I think that's where we are now. We're in the sort of black swan experience. And there's beauty in the destruction, because it helps your choices clarify just that much more on what you choose to love and what you choose to empower. In 2008, I did a series of readings about what would be happening about this time. And one of those, it seemed as if there could be a plague, a very bad one. In one of those, it seemed like people would be in their house and nobody could come out, and money wasn't worth anything, and real estate may not be worth anything, all the things that were kind of important to me on the day that I asked. And when this event began to unfold, I asked if that was this event. And I kept hearing, no. Your job is just to hold this light. It's not quite that event. But as I watch these months unfold, I think they're all true. I think we're all living lives with different consciousness and different streams of energy. And they're all kind of coming together for what ultimately becomes true. So how very bad it is, we see people carry the deepest roughness of this time. And we see people also carry something in a different potential. So there's lots of potentials in these streams coming together that will redefine our collective reality. So what we choose to put in it is important for how we handle the destruction that's afoot. Will it go very badly? Will more and more people die, or will it change? Or some of the people die who wanted to die anyway? Let's not get into that right now, but how destructive it is will all depend on the consciousness we let go into the stream of us that leads into the river, that leads into the ocean. There's a great deal of energy around disempowering people. And people read that a lot of different ways. But there are forces afoot that make a lot of money in you disempowering yourself. So hold into this Buddha field. Hold this firmly. Your sovereignty is in every choice you make. And there's a cost and gain for every choice. Loving light seems like an easy choice. But in our third dimensional reality, we have other choices to make. And there's always a cost benefit to each one. You do every time you buy or sell something or move. So you know about this. But we're going to hold into the greatest potential possible. And with that, I'd like you to take another breath and allow another pulse from the Pleiades to come to you. So your choices will be the best ones for you. So your discernment is easy. Go ahead and expand the heart. Match it with all the other chakras in your system and the three main power centers and above your heart, head, the one we just opened. Very good. That looks good. All right. So part of what happens here is who we think we are turns out to be like a false identity. And I feel that peeling off, several of you, allow that just to dissolve. Just let it dissolve. It's so exhausting to carry something that's not yours. Very good. So breathe deeply. Imagine the Buddha sanctum all around you, holding you, restoring you, loving you, giving you courage to be all that you came to do and be who you came to be. The Buddha teaches us to rise above what we think is right or wrong and just be in our inner knowing and truth. Many of you are just releasing still. I'm just going to hold the energy a little longer while you do that. And for those who are paying attention with the battery of their energy to see the choices people are making all over the world for this heart. Okay, I'm going to open for a couple of questions, that's star two, but only for about what we're doing today. I'll take personal questions on the Saturday call, or you can talk to me on Facebook. A couple of announcements. We are having our monthly call on Saturday, and I'm going to roll this energy from now right through the Dolphin Weekend. If you're not in that group and would like to join, just pick it up on my website. I'm also going to be doing Authentic Heart Protocol certification this year. It's been a long time coming, but this is the year we're going to do it. Okay, my screen just went black. Let me get it back up. Oh, very good. All right. Okay, this looks like Gail 360. Hi, Gail.
Yeah. Hi. I have a question about the seed.
Sure.
When does it open up? Because right now it's pulsing. The light is,
yeah.
The whole thing is pulsing.
Yeah.
So when does it?
Yeah. So in nature and the same in consciousness, things can, you know, you've heard Jack and the Beanstalk where everything just goes. Your seed is not that right now. Your seed is just slowly kind of opening, and it's that right touch of sunlight and nutrition, which is the love that you give it. But I feel like you the one that you are focusing on right now, the seed is kind of opened. You've done that.
Yeah.
And now it's the nurturing of this new light of consciousness that you will integrate. That's beautiful,
okay.
Gail.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I was just curious about it because I could, when we were doing the process, I could feel the touch of the light, and then it was just like it started humming and wanting more.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So,
you're in the co-creation of that integration.
So how do you know when you're fully integrated?
Oh, it's just so obvious. Because first of all, it's not, so you're going to just observe it. So
okay.
And the way Authentic Heart Protocol works, just from what we've seen so far with it, you're holding a certain energy integrity that allows the integration. The light, the quality of the light and love that you hold is what will allow it to completely integrate. It waits for a certain level of consciousness for it to join. So that's what it is. It's not just concentrating it on that. It's what you're holding, and then that allows for the integration.
Okay, then the other question is on the heart. When you're the pink light and you're talking 60 feet, does that just ripple, keeps rippling?
It's interesting you say that because it does feel like a shock wave to me, and it does kind of ripple. Yeah, I mean, it's come on with such a precious quality of love on this planet before. I followed it a bit, and it doesn't always end well for the person carrying it. So I've actually talked to people and dissuaded them from opening it, which I apologize if it's anybody on this call. Because it is so exquisitely pure, people don't understand it and have often reacted poorly to the person carrying it. So it's an evolutionary potential. So we move beyond what was. We're not going to let it carry what it carried, what its experience was. And we're just going to allow a reconfiguration of the way it touches and aligns with other people. Am I answering your question?
Yeah, because the picture I'm getting when you're talking about this is it's like a jewel.
Yeah.
When you look at a jewel, there is an energy to it that you respond to because everybody likes a jewel. There's nothing, you know, and so that's the way I'm seeing it as a jewel, that you see it, you accept it, and you let it do what it has to do.
Exactly. I mean, it's, you know, this is an energy of other places that exist. I am quite sure of that. But, you know, the established consciousness in those places allows for it. Here, you know, it doesn't always have that experience, but going back to the seed that we were talking about, how do we not know that that's not part of the evolution here? That, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, we raise the consciousness, we see what happens. There's no right or wrong. There's no poor choice. It's some people react one way, some people will react a different way. But it's still an introduction of a high frequency energy of pure divine love, in such a way that, that we give people another chance and an opportunity to see things in the facet a little differently. Just like a jewel, people, depending where you look, you see it differently. This is something similar. But, and I know in other places that everyone responds, and everyone responds well to this energy. And most people are working on having that energy. I don't see that on Earth in this moment for our generation, but still, it's something that we seed, and we continue to allow that opportunity to be here. And some people have chosen to know it, but not turn it on. And other people will choose to turn it on, you know, no matter what the response is, just to get it out there, just to allow it to be here. And circumstances have made it so that it's time for that to open up. Does that help?
Okay, because that's my feeling right now is that, is, you know, it's there, and on my feeling of what I am at with this is that I am just being with it and letting it be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely fine. This is, there should be no force in this.
Yeah.
There should be no, everybody look at this. It should not be that at all. I kind of thought of it as like on the big grid system of the changes, this was a like a post within people that need to be set up to allowed for the greatest potential as we build on the grid system, which we've been doing over and over for years. But this is it. And that's the one that needed to be during the detox of the planet, as the planet's going through its change in response to us. So it's one of those little times that it just fits as a potential. And I appreciate your question on that, because it's not something you should force on anyone. It's most people, some people just respond badly to something very pure. They can't handle it. And so it's okay for it just to be here in the way that people want or feel compelled to have it in the world. And I'm not saying the world isn't ready for pure light. There's just different frequencies it's more ready for than others. That's why we were adjusting that touch quality, how it touched people. So maybe it would have a better, you know, a different outcome this time. We'll see. We'll know really soon, actually.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Hang on, Ann.
Hi, Sherry.
There you go. You're unmuted. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sherry. I thought you were underwater there for a minute.
It's my electronic compatibility. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I had that heart energy this morning that I thought it was part of a heart chakra thing, because I had been on a whale call yesterday afternoon, and I thought it might have been a result. And then during your call, I have a crystal that's hanging next to me, like a quartz, you know, it's not even quartz, it's probably Swarovski, and I'm getting all kinds of pastel colors in there. And it's not reflecting anything in the room or outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so whale energy does help carry this energy. You probably know I work with a lot of whale energy. Whale is one of the energies that hold it. And as each species of animal gets triggered, and many are triggered to leave the planet, they start releasing some of what they were holding for us to pick up. And so we're getting quite a bit from the whale that way. Tell me what you feel personally about this heart. I mean, you certainly are ready for it. What else do you know about it for you personally?
When you say what I know about it, I think something comparable to what the last person said. In terms of blossoming, I think it was there. I think it was active. I think this is making it stronger, probably. Correct. I also had things falling down at the end of the call.
Yes, yes. So this is a beautiful day for infusing this energy and allowing it all to unfold. So you can feel everything and know, you know, this is really a moment where we all work on what's true for us and what is our highest calling. And I think, you know, you're really coming into resonance with your truth. And whale energy to me is strong, pure, and it carries even a, and it's, you could think of it as a grid system for this heart coming in. You could look at it that way. Does that make sense? They know each other very well. So I think that's why you're feeling them both and they're harmonic together. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Renting. Shauna, let's try you again. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I could hear you. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Oh, my God.
I tried
God.
A few times, but I had electronic
I
problems.
Had blank. I had blank. I had to go out, come back right in, because I had asked for you to call me, and I knew you were calling me, but I couldn't contact you. Sherry, I don't know what's happening, but a lot happened to me very fast during this short period of time.
Okay.
And my heart, I felt blossomed and opened as if I was just like Mother Earth with this big, open, gaping heart of love that I felt every so often. And I have managed to be this fearless being that I'm just like, I have no fear of death. It's like, bring it on. What do you people think you are doing to humanity? Like, there was this big anger that I never could express, that I got angry at being betrayed and hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I followed through with actually a great forgiveness to all and everyone who had ever done anything knowingly or unknowingly to hurt mankind, but in a backward way had bring out the truth within us.
Sure, absolutely.
So I am kind of at the place where I really need a little bit of confirmation, so to speak, because I have this great understanding of just rolling with what's happening, because my being has such a desire to love and hold and to be strong. I feel like a tree standing there just holding it, because it's like, I'm not going to let you destroy this. And I don't know where that strength came from, but I have that passion.
Right.
And I kind of, you know, I'm trying to ground it and keep it there and to not, I'm very discerning. It's not about the ego, because I'm always looking, and spirit is sending me ways and signs for me to analytically discern, to find the truth in everything that I'm projecting.
Okay.
So I need help in sort of saying, yeah, it's so, it's not so, fine-tuned. Here's where to focus. Here's going on with you. Give me something. And that heart thing, I think when you hit that addiction part, there's a part of me that's hiding me from fully being that all-encompassing.
Yes.
So there's a hidden part. There's a hidden part that I would love if you can put some light to that and help me to...
So there is a hidden part. So the hidden part is a little bit like what's under the seed we were talking about.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to assist you with right now is allowing this to flow. Remember, everything is in a flow, and that protective quality is a memory of times that's been there for you before, and when it was necessary. And remember, the Buddha energy is about knowing, awareness, and letting go, learning what we learn from something. And so it's a memory of a strength and a determination that you that you know and that exists. And so we continue to refine these memories so that what we carry is light, so that what we carry is easy. And so there are steps There are steps in this transformation. So the first thing is, with your feet on the ground, just allow this energy just to flow out of your feet into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Or let it breathe out your skin. You can release it any way you want. And so remember, the energy that you carried for it is like little light packets, right? And it's just full of even more awareness. So take it down to the essential part of what gets protected. What is to protect? What is to free? What is to protect? What is my role in this? So just with your awareness, allow that just to emerge. And it's going to be emerging around that seed that we were talking about and the light that's inside of it. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. It gives a little more focus to sort of hold that in the mind's eye as the next habit to create, sort of like there's nothing else to do out there but to generate the seed and let it bloom. So it is about giving that little direction, giving that it's okay to be in a new place because we've come here to be in this new place, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of self-talk, I find, because I don't really find a lot of people are able to tell a lot of people, but I've trusted, I know you've been around and you're some of the ones that have put in place to do this holding of that platform to help us to have that not fear to open that little seed a little bit more because you're there, you know.
That's right. In some ways, what is being protected? And underneath all of it is always light, right? Under, it's just how we play in the projection of what is light and where's the density and just allowing it to unfold. And as we allow it to unfold, there's great strength in that. Because we're building, you would call it character, but we're building more and more of our ability to hold this inner sanctum where we're creating from the inside out, where we're attracting things to us as opposed to running out and going and get it. Where our own consciousness in the collective makes the difference. And that's what we came to do. It was a pleasure to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you.
Thank
Bless
you.
Bless you.
Bless
you. And on behalf of my family. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Due to my technical difficulties, we're going to say aloha. Everyone take a big breath and breathe into that inner sanctum. And allow the Buddha energy to flow right through you from the Pleiades. I'm going to be on Facebook. My email is open for everyone on the call. And I'd love it if you'd like to join us on Saturday for that monthly call. And if not, keep your eye open for our authentic playground work that we'll be doing. Much love to you. And let's open up and say goodbye. Aloha.
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 Thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Love you. Love you.